Mr. Dean Bauman, please tell me about the beginnings of your career in music.
I sang in high school gospel choir. My teacher was John Paxton. Mr. Paxton taught me about singing free and open and truthful, and to not be so concerned with that every note was accurate, but that every note tells. And that was the beginning of my music career, Mr. Paxton, Mount Vernon High School, Mount Vernon, New York.
I think that throughout your career, Mr. Bauman, Ray Charles has been a permanent inspiration.
Ray Charles is one of the all-time greats. Singing, playing the piano, big band arranging, alto saxophone, but especially that voice, that amazing voice,
Amazing voice, yes.
and a great all-around musician.
Great composer, yes.
Great composer, arranger, everything.
What is, in your vision, the essence of Ray Charles' interpretative style and music?
I'd say he's rooted in gospel, traditional gospel music, soul music, and also a very soulful, very earthy music touch, jazz, blues, gospel.
How was it for you to play with John Scofield? I think it was almost 20 years ago.
Correct. Almost 20 years ago, John called me.
It was the Music of Ray Charles tour.
The music of Ray Charles, correct. That was the hardest gig I ever did, actually. It was the music itself was. I give songs a rating, a Deanscape rating, Deanscape 1 through Deanscape 5 plus.
Oh, yes.
And many of Ray Charles' songs were Deanscape 5 plus.
Mr. Dean Bauman, my next question is a long one. You sang on more than 30 albums, from the legendary avant-garde jazz rock group Screaming Headless Torsos, whom vocalist and founding member you were until 2004, I think, to the blues of Elliot Sharp with his group Terraplane, or the soulful blues duet album with Gary Lucas, to Don Byron's Bebop, or that electronic music prepared by Peder, a Danish DJ. What were the most significant musical experiences for you?
Oh, that's a great question. For me, I would probably think it would be my college days when I studied with Dr. James Mumford. Dr. Mumford was the actual connection for me to be able to understand the development that I was in the process of making. So Dr. Mumford was able to explain these things to me pedagogically, but also musically, in a way that I could understand.
You have a unique, a very special vocal style. What
Thank
do
you.
you think is unique about your vocals, about your interpretative style?
I don't know. I think we do what we do. I think B.B. King said it best. He said, "I just do what I do,"
Yes.
and sometimes blues is popular, sometimes it's not.
How did you end up in Romania?
That's a good question. I had been living in the United States pretty consistently until my son turned 2 or 3, and I needed to be closer to him because he is living with his mother in Copenhagen, and I was spending more time in Europe and less time in the United States, and I would stay for months at a time. I would stay in Denmark, but I could only stay up to a certain amount of time. And it was more and more difficult to jump across the pond.
Yes, I understand.
So I would go to Romania to stay for a few months until I had time to go back to Europe. And I had been here, I guess, for about a month or two when I met Michela Turmiano. And we've been living together now for 7 years. So I've been a resident here for 7 years now.
What was the first thing that surprised you in Romania?
I guess it would be the way the society is structured here. the way people interact with each other, and also the politics. Those are the most surprising things about it, because coming from an American, you have a completely different view of the world and how you fit into the world.
What would be the main cultural differences between Romania and America?
Well, for one thing, just sticking with music, the music is different and it's used in different ways. Now, of course, mainstream music is simply that, it's mainstream music. But traditional music here is a different, it's completely different in how it's used as part of the culture here from how traditional American music is used in the United States.
You did a wonderful and amazing thing for the Reshica community, establishing a school with the multicultural associations, visions of dreams. Tell me about this noble pedagogical mission to teach young people to sing gospel, reggae, soul, and jazz.
It began as an informal structure around a choir. And we also had and developed a band within the choir. And it has now evolved to a school. And right now I'm planning a jazz camp, a fusion and gospel camp.
Fantastic.
I can't do it this summer, it's a little too soon. So next summer.
Next summer, yes.
So that's what the focus is at this point. But it started out just as a music festival and developing a choir here in the community to develop a music festival. We had some difficulties with the festival. We hope to try again in the future. For right now, though, we're starting to develop that with a fusion gospel camp, mm-hmm. and to build up the interest as well as the people. I've literally watched some of my students, some of them as young as 7 and 8 and 9 years old. I've watched them grow up to become young ladies and gentlemen here in the community. So it's a very good experience for me.
At the beginning of this year, on January 12th, you held a concert with the Symphonic Orchestra of the Paul Constantinescu Philharmonic from Ploiești.
Radu told me that his teacher of harmony when he was in college
was Paul Constantinescu.
Sabine Balta. Yes.
It's a great Romanian composer.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah.
A concert dedicated to the memory of the legendary Ray Charles. What did this musical experience mean to Dean Bauman?
It was a very good experience for me, and also working with an orchestra as well. That was a big thing, and I hope to do some more of that. That was a very enjoyable project. The music itself, again, Ray Charles' music presents challenges, but great overall experience for me.
Why did you choose to participate on the stage of the Romanians Have Talent show? It was 2 years ago.
Correct,
two years
ago, yes. I guess I did it for my students. I didn't. I wasn't particularly excited about it. I didn't hold out much hope because I didn't see it as something for me.
Yes.
And it was one of the crew at the auditions said, don't see it as a competition, just see it as, you know, as something to promote your school. So that was my focus. And when I was able to bring my students, it made it even better.
Yes. What in your life are you most proud of?
My children.
Yes. How would you describe now, in 2023, the American society and the American culture?
I haven't spent much time in the States the last couple of years.
Yes, but you are in contact with...
I mean, as far as the politics of it, I'm
disappointed?
I just have to sidestep all of that because it's hard to speak on something when you're mm-hmm. not there. Mm-hmm. And I'm not there. So anything I say comes from someone who's not there.
Yes, I understand. How do you feel in Romania now?
I'm very comfortable here. I enjoy the people. I enjoyed the music. I'm learning some of the songs, and it's a It's a good experience for me.
What is the essence of Dean Bauman's current band?
The band I'm bringing here is Ronnie Barrage and Nimrod Speaks, and we're doing a set of jazz music along with Vassil Hasimanov, and I call it the 5,000-pound band because this was a project that I was originally planning to develop in the States, actually and I had hoped to bring it here with Reggie Workman, but we're doing it with Nimrod Speaks, who's really a fantastic bass player, and also Ronnie Barrage, and the focus is on jazz, so that's really what we're trying to do here, which is just play jazz music for a jazz audience.
Besides the music and the children, what things are important to Dean Bauman?
Well, as I said, I have the small children. Well, they're not so small anymore. I'm watching them grow, so it's happening pretty quickly. Music, the children, I guess, family,
Yes.
That's pretty much it.
A word about the world we live in.
Let me just say that I'm glad to be in Romania. I'm very glad to be here in Romania because the people here have a sense of being they're very warm people.
An open heart.
Yeah, and that's what I'm grateful for.
Do you also have Romanian citizenship?
I don't have Romanian citizenship at this point. I have just residency status. I've been here now 7 years. And I plan to apply next year for an extended visa.
Great news, yes. What is it, as you go forward through music and life, that you want to achieve artistically, creatively in the future?
I want to do another record. I want to do another record. I'd like to do a record with this band, with the 5,000-pound band. And that's really what I'm focused on now at this point, just doing a record with this band.
Have you found the credo, the philosophy of your life?
I think I'm doing what I want to do right now. At this point, I'm doing exactly what I want to do, which is to sing and to make music and to do it for, I guess you could say sustainably, to do it in a way that it can really touch people and change people's lives for the better. That's really what the main thing is at this point.
Mr. Dean Bauman, it was really a pleasure and an honor for me to talk with you.
Very nice talking with you as well.
Thank you. Thank you very much.